It's easy to overlook the obvious when you're hunting for a problem you think exists. Oh, I'm just on my way to lunch. I found even in electronic stuff, those basic snap-on meters are probably still my favorite ones. I have fancier ones, but for the most part, I don't need them. I've chased a few voltage drops over the years myself. In fact, when I first started driving my 1972 Monte Carlo, I had the same problem. It wouldn't charge the battery. And it took a lot of tracking down until I discovered that there was a bad splice in the cable between the alternator and the battery. So while I was reading 14 volts at the back of the alternator, it wasn't making it to the battery. And I measured the voltage across the wire, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this should be 12 or 14 volts across this wire. Finally tracked it down and replaced it. But, it's pretty fog colors out today. KC808 E-Mobile. Somewhere in Fort Street.